the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. It's another Chubbs Gone Wild. This is episode 638, recorded on Monday, April 20th, 2026. It's that day. It's 68 degrees and rainy in Chubbland. We're expecting a big 2 inches put all the way in. Tom's looking forward to that. Because we just talked about it, right? Yes.
Why? You know, I was watching RuPaul a couple weeks ago, and they said that it's just so lazy when you have to go for the sex joke right away before you even really try anything new. You just go for the sex.
Well, some of us still like it. It's 35 degrees, days until Memorial Day, 194 until Halloween, and 251 days until Christmas. Let us take a moment and have a little affirmation. I am proud of who I am becoming. Are
That's
you?
The whole thing?
Yeah, apparently. Not, I am proud of who I am. I am proud of who I've become. But we're still on the journey, apparently. When we arrive, you let us know. In the meantime, we've got some Patreon stuff that we want to talk about. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stasage from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Gangsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/burlingame to find out how you can support the projects that we work on diligently and wonderfully for you. All right. Next up, let us jump into this day in history. History, history. Starting with 1777, when New York adopted the first state constitution. 1862, experiments that led to pasteurization are conducted by Louis Pasteur and Claude Bernard. We have 1971, when the U.S. Supreme Court rules that busing for schools desegregation is constitutional. 1980, Fidel Castro allows 125,000 Cubans to immigrate to the U.S. They talked a lot about that on One Day at a Time, the newer version. In 1999, the Columbine High School shooting in Colorado leaves 13 dead. I remember that. That was scary. In 2010, the Deepwater Horizon oil rig causes the largest marine oil spill in history. Well, and now, celebrity birthdays. Well, Jessica Lange in 1949... the wonderful American actress. We have 1951, Luther Vandross, American singer. And in 1889, Adolf Hitler, the German dictator was born. Anyway, and then we have some notable deaths. George Clinton, fourth vice president of the United States in 1812, and in 1912, Bram Stoker, author of Dracula. So there we are with that. And now let's see if we celebrated some holidays. I bet we have. Starting with, it is Boston Marathon Day. Have you ever run a marathon?
No, but I was messing with my pressure cooker earlier.
Oh, well, that's cool. I've had a Boston cream pie. That kind of counts.
No, you're supposed to go. Wait, what does that have to do with anything?
Oh, what does that have to do with anything?
They use pressure cookers to blow up the race, remember?
Oh my gosh, girl.
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that. That was horrible. Anyway, let's see. Okay, it's Chinese Language Day. I only know like two or three words, and I'm gonna pronounce them wrong, so I'm moving on. It's Doge Day. I don't know what the hell that is. I hope it's not that day.
Well, it's that day.
Oh, fuck that day. Anyway, it's also, sorry, people. It's also Lima Bean Respect Day. Damn
No
it.
respect.
We're not for lima beans. National Cheddar Fries. When's the last time you had cheddar fries? I don't like cheese, so I've never had them.
I don't like cheese, so I probably have never had them.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I had them.
And it wouldn't be cheddar if I
Probably
did.
never, actually.
It'd probably be American cheese if I had it, or nacho cheese,
Now that makes more sense. I probably had that, of course.
which of course neither of those two are cheese, so.
Fake cheese. It's also National Cold Brew Day. No. National Look-Alike Day. Have you look-aliked today?
No.
A little like Miss Frankenstein before.
And it's weird because it's only a few hairs, but they
Yeah.
sure are predominant here.
They are.
Yeah.
You look permanently scared. It's also National Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day. I celebrated that a long time ago.
I have some in my fridge right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Patriots Day. I don't know, football people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Volunteer Recognition Day. I recognize volunteers all the time. There is one day that's not on here I'm really surprised about.
Me too.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Don Pardo?
I don't know what you mean.
It's 4:20.
Is.
And the cough is right on cue. Yeah.
And yeah, it was four. It's 4:20. Last year, I was getting on a plane for New York on this day.
Wow. And they let you back. Oh, hey, it's National Autism Awareness Month. I'm aware. There we go. National Cannabis Awareness Month. So you get
Oh,
a whole month to celebrate.
I did not know that.
Yeah. But of course, 420. Now, didn't you go to some event, or are you going to talk about that during the week?
I'll talk about that during my week.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's go ahead and get into birthdays. Let me
Although
pull up.
this is a real good day to go out and get stuff.
Oh, free stuff from like the
Well,
dispensaries and stuff.
it's free and very discounted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I always want to, but I just
Well, we went
yeah.
earlier. We went on, or Sean went actually. Friday, he went Friday.
Yeah.
Got a big bag of stuff.
Oh, that's very cool. I used to have I want the I had like the gummies that had just like two thing, like two whatever it is in it. But I don't know. I've just never found anything that made me happy without making me feel gross. So, oh
Sad
well.
boy.
I know. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I'm so boring. All
No, that's
right.
true.
Let's go on to
And it's,
birthdays.
but it's not because you don't drink or don't do drugs. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice to know. It's always nice to have friends. I'll know when I get any.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Anyway, birthdays. Hey, happy birthday to Chris. To Joe BJ, author Tommy Kelly. We have Kelly, another author there, I believe. Stephanie. Oh, our old friend David, from the Leather Club back in the day. We have playwright Christian St. Croix, who's we worked with. He was in our play, used to come to see our plays, and now his play, his new play, Monsters of the American Cinema, is going to be featured in the Capitol Stage lineup for 2006, 2007 here in Sacramento. And he has won like national and international awards for this play. So he really went on to do some great things, inspired by me, not saying. Anyway, we also have Wanda Wisdom, Michelle Colton, Albert Bradley Trainer, who is Wanda Wisdom? Shh, don't tell. We have author K. Simon, Ray, Victor, John, Ellen, author Scott, J. Scott Coatsworth, Julian, and Terrence. You know what I'm doing? I'm doing this thing where when I do the birthdays, I'm going and checking out their profile to see if like they're still alive, because I don't want to be that guy that's all like, happy birthday, and then somebody comments, they've been dead for 2 years. I hate that. And I'm finding so many accounts that have just like, haven't been used for like 5 years,
Well, that I see
or
more,
spam
and
accounts.
I see more, they haven't been online, where it's like I've wished them happy birthday the last 5 years, and those are the last five entries.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. So yeah, anyway, so I'm kind of clearing out the Facebook. So by the end of this year, I might end up with like 10 real people. Anyhoosenhausen, let's go on to, yes, that is a Wanda Wisdomism. So big chub hugs for me from out to Mr. Nephi. As some of you may have heard during the week, we had a special little show that was all about Nephi's birthday. And hopefully, and he said that he enjoyed it, and he sent you a special message thanking you for that. Did you get it?
No.
Okay, so it's on your Facebook, so you should be able to see
Okay,
it.
I'll look.
Yes. And Ms. Bacon said, is it Nephi Appreciation Month, which coincides with Cape Corner Month? Why, yes, it does. Although it's not month, it's just the week, because he only likes it for like a week. So anyway, let's see. She said, I have a question. Your pen pal meeting story is interesting and makes me wonder, how did you and Tom meet? Also, I feel like Tom enjoyed the show with not one mention of my Cape Corner month. Aww. We love your Cape Corner month. But okay, so how Tom and I met. I was working with a complete asshole, who I had a just horrible, horrible crush on. And we were doing This Side Up, which was a newspaper back in the day, which got out three issues and was a total disaster. But whatever. Anyway, the point was, we needed a film critic, and someone recommended Mr. Tom, who was in the Sac Valley Bears at the time. And we called him up and we said, hey, can you come on in? And he came on in. And then he introduced me to the Valley Bears. and we kind of became like acquaintances during that time, but it wasn't, but we were both playwrights, and we both had our first major plays that went to Lambda Players at the same time in the same season or the next season. You were first and now I was second. You and but it was in the same year, and that's we became friends and conspirators as we decided to overthrow the theater.
Big mistake, huge.
Kind of, sort of, in a roundabout way. Although we did great things, but we worked on many projects together. So after that.
I
So
thought
it's.
it was when we talked outside of opening lines.
Well, I mean, that's probably when we like became good friends. We started
No, that's
talking
when
on
I
the
first met
phone.
you.
No, it wasn't.
Pretty sure.
No. Because Opening Lines was like a year or two after This Side Up, and you were coming into the office at This Side Up every once in a while. Because remember, you came in for the meeting and we talked and we had a nice time, and then your person, your at the time, came back to the office, and that raised a big stink. No. Don't remember that?
Not really.
No. He sure did at the time. I was like, I'm not getting involved with that mess. All right. Well, thank you, Miss
Well,
Bacon.
you can now.
Oh, hell no. No, I didn't want to then and didn't want to now. All right. But anyway, Mr. Nephi, we hope that you enjoyed your special show. Just a little way to say that we love you. And now in our feedback, Sean says, due to its mostly decentralized nature, podcasting probably is the last bastion, truly free medium. Even if a podcast is removed from a directory like Apple Podcasts or YouTube, that doesn't completely get rid of it. Listeners can always go back to the original source and still get the episodes. So that is true. Totally, totally agree with that. All right, Mr. Moose wrote in and said, listening to the podcast now, y'all were talking about reality TV and society problems. I think there's a link between some reality TV and the craziness in this country. Hubby watches Real Housewives of some city, and those women act terrible. They talk about each other, backstab, lie, and argue with each other. I have to leave the room when it's on. There was one with a family that owned a ranch, father and sons. The father cheated on some insurance claim and went to prison, and his only comment was, I can't believe the government has nothing better to do than send me to jail over this. He defrauded an insurance company for thousands of dollars. It wasn't, I can't believe I was so stupid to steal all this money. TV should project some worthwhile values and at the same time entertain. I agree.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. Like the old days when at the end of the show you got a moral. As in, you got a moral lesson, that you got amoral, because, that's what we do now. Anyway, thank you so much, Mr. Moose. And now it is time for a very sad, shocking, and celebrity death.
Yeah, it was rather. Yeah, I didn't because like we've been hearing that Christina Applegate went into the hospital, which is terrible, and also the girl from Facts of Life,
Mindy
she's just
Cohn.
yeah, she's back in the hospital, but yet we get the news today that Peter Muldoon, I mean
Patrick.
Patrick Muldoon, sorry. The actor who starred in Days of Our Lives and Melrose Place died Sunday at 57 years old. My biggest complaint with him was that he kept shaving his chest.
I noticed that. I posted I posted on Facebook and I pulled four pictures of him that I loved, and there was a one or two with his beautiful hairy chest, and then the others not. But I remember him from Days of Our Lives when I was a teenager, and
Oh,
I
yeah.
just thought he was so hot, so
Well,
everything.
yeah, I mean, they had, people like the original Roman,
Oh,
Wayne, what was his last name?
I don't remember, but I know
Anyway,
exactly who you mean.
yeah, the original Roman Brady, and he was really goofy looking.
Yeah.
And then we had Patch. So it was really nice when we a lot of people like Drake. I wasn't a fan of his looks, but Patrick, he was cute. He came in and he was like, oh yeah,
Yeah,
finally.
exactly.
And then we had Bo and him. Those were the two cute ones. Well, actually, Justin Kyriakis was cute too.
Not really remember that.
He was the one he married Kayla.
Oh, okay.
And then he
Yes.
went
Yeah.
on to, I think
Yeah.
he went to General Hospital.
Yeah. Oh, well, also, Mr. Sheffield, he was on there too, on Days of Our Lives, the British actor whose name
Oh,
that
yeah.
I should remember right off the top of my head, and I can't.
Yeah,
But yeah.
and well, and then the guy who ran the bar, he was cute too. He was the one with Savannah.
I think I remember that.
Yeah,
I was spotty. I got spotty after my teen years.
he was really cute too. They
Yeah.
had a cute cast. What am I even saying?
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, in fact, the character of Justin in Last Romance was kind of visually in my head based on Patrick Muldoon. So, so sad. All right. Well, let's talk about some other sad stuff. I no.
Well,
Some.
yeah, some
Anyway.
of it. Well,
Okay.
first of all, this our TV season is about to close out.
Right.
We've already lost The Pitt. We've already lost High Potential. We're about ready to lose Elsbeth and Matlock and Ghosts, and so now it's now we need to hope that the cable is back for us like they used to be, because
Right.
if you remember the old days, it was September through May was the networks, and then May through September was USA and TBS and TNT. That's where we got things like Breaking Bad, and we got those kind of shows
Right.
that came through. And they were on cable, and it even actually some of the HBO and Showtime stuff they used to do it counter programming to the networks. And it's like, because it's going to be rough. It's going to
Yeah.
be very rough. But anyway, and I just I was thinking about this, and I probably have mentioned it before, but it's even stronger now. Okay. At the movies. And when was the last time you went to the movies?
November we saw the last the second part of Wicked.
Okay. And that's, I think, the last time I was there too. And with the exception of that whole Hail Mary, which is the Ryan Gosling's sci-fi
Yes, which
show.
I'd love to see, but 2.5 hours, no.
Well, that the 2.5 doesn't bother me. It's just, if they're making, because they're holding it in theaters, you
Yeah.
should see it in a movie theater. And it's like, okay, well then leave it in the good theaters.
Right. Well, our friend Seaman went to see it,
Ew, what?
and
Okay.
he loved it. Well, you know who he is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's usually the one going, "Well, that was a waste of time to see a movie." And this one, he said he cried through the second half, whole second half. And it's one that you really need to see in theaters. But again, 2.5 hours.
Well, it's just
I was just like
because
thrown a little bit
I
for that.
remember, oh, I'm going to go to the movies because I should see this on in the theater. And I get there, and there's like 50 seats in the theater, and the screen is big, but so is mine at home. You know, it's just it's really tough when you know that you. Because I mean, if I'm going there and I'm in the big theater and the seats are shaking in the middle, and so you get a feel a little of it if you sit close to them, that's kind of fun. But it's now they've really got to make it an event. But my point that I was getting at was I reviewed movies for in theater for 15 years, and I am so glad that I don't have to do that anymore. Because if you go and look at what is playing at the theaters, well, actually, I still get I still get invites to the movies that are
Oh, really?
available. And it's like, with the exception of like the Disney stuff, anything from Disney, which is, you know, the Pixar animated or Star Wars or the whatchamacallit, the comics, I get invited to all those things, but the rest of it is so junky that and lower studios that they're not even bringing it to theaters, which is, I mean, they're bringing it to theaters, but they're not screening it for critics because they're tiny little movies. And it's because the medium-sized movies that used to go to theaters are now going direct to streaming. And it's a weird landscape. I can't think of anything worse than last week. The only movie I would have reviewed was Super Mario Movie. Like, that was the big movie that came out. And that was it. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I just remember sitting through garbage movies, and now they sound much better than the movies that are available right now. There's just nothing
Kinda.
available. I even, you know, okay, I've been, you know, I have most of the streaming services. So I go in and I look at the movies that are out, that they're available on these different services. And it's like, even the newer stuff, I don't even want to watch. And I think that really you want to know why the theaters are dying is because movies are shit. You know, if you're trying to encourage us to go to the movie theater, give us something to go and see. And don't shit all over Wicked, you know, because, oh, the second half was so dramatic. Okay, it is. That's fine. But then you shit all over that. And then you're trying to push people to go in and see. I don't even know. Like I said, most of the stuff I've never heard of, I don't want to see. I'm so glad that I'm not in a position where I need to see it for the job I'm doing. Oh God, it'd even worse if I was still selling videos and we'd have to be pushing this garbage. Oh my God. Okay. Anyway,
Well,
moving
I'm
on.
yeah, I haven't seen a good movie. Well, never mind. We'll talk about
Okay. RuPaul's Drag Race, we had the big finale. Mikey Meeks ended up winning the whole thing. It was you know, it's once they got rid of I personally, what's going through my mind, and this is just my opinion, they got rid of Jane Don't when they could because they wanted Mikey to win. That's just kind of where my head's been leaning for a while. It was because it was going to be between Mikey and Jane Don't. And when they got, you know, they could have easily saved Jane, but they got rid of her like they did with Susie Toots last year. And I just think it's one of those things where you get rid of the person that could come through and win it all at the end if you've got somebody else in mind. Just saying. American
Reality
Idol, we're down.
TV is scripted.
American Idol, we're down to the top nine this week, and they're in Disneyland. So I'll be watching. I think that's tonight. So I'll be seeing it tomorrow. On Survivor, are you watching Survivor at all yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, they had this thing this week where everybody had to group into pairs, and then they had to stay in pairs, and whoever got eliminated in that pair. So it was like, a lot of people, they go, "Oh, we're going to have a competition, get in pairs." Okay, now whoever you're paired up with, if they go home tonight, you go home with them. What? So everyone's like, "Oh, we're going to get rid of so and so." And then I don't know if you remember Coach from years ago. He, yeah, well, he is so obnoxious. He's such a know-it-all. He's so superior to everybody. And now he's in the jury. Okay. And I'm happy about that. It was just he during the episode, you're just going, "Get rid of Coach. Get rid of Coach. He needs to go. I am tired of listening to his shit." And so when he left, it was like, whew, that felt good. Let's see. Alone in Africa, we finished. The person who won was the guy, and two and three were both women, and they were the only women in the competition. The first seven that went home were men. So the only two women finished second and third. And a lot of what happens to the women is that they go in there lighter, just physically lighter. And then that plays into a lot of times they lose too much weight and they get pulled because of it. It really didn't happen this time, but it kind of played into what happened to it, which is unfair. But in the Australia one, the woman did win the whole thing, so that was good. But the thing is, the women are constantly at the end, but they're not winning because of the weight loss and the lack of, they're not as physical, so they're just like the one girl. She was getting so weak that she couldn't pull her bow to shoot it to kill anything, so that eliminated the bow and arrow, and then she had to work on fishing and stuff. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's see. New MasterChef started. They're doing continents, Europe, Asia, the Americas, Africa, blah, whatever. New gimmick. I guess when you're this many seasons into it, you got to keep thinking of something to make it more interesting,
Well, they didn't
like
they
last
just
season, where they had on the floor, it was states, and it was I stopped watching. It's like, no,
Well,
no.
that's what, remember they tried to do that with the, was it the holiday baking show? They had the naughty and nice groups, and it's just like, okay, I know
Horrible.
you think that you need to freshen it up, but we're watching it because you're consistent for season after season. And it just, to me, it did not work.
I agree. And this week I saw two things. On Wednesday, I went and saw MJ the Musical,
Oh,
which is
nice.
it's the basic plot line to it is that it's Dangerous has just come out. That was the album after Bad. Dangerous comes out, and so he's going to go on tour. So he's in rehearsals to go on tour. And then MTV has sent a reporter who sends him back to his past. So we have a lot of flashbacks. So it's basically him dealing with trying to, because, he was of the day where your tour has to be better than the last one. And when you go from Thriller, when you go from On the Wall,
That was
Yeah,
79
you
off
do
the wall, I think.
off the wall. Thank you. He did Off the Wall. Then the next one was Thriller, and the next one was Bad. So each, they progressively got bigger and bigger and bigger, and that was what you did in that day and age. So it's him dealing with that, dealing with the ghosts of his past. But the what impressed me the most, I mean, the acting is great, the singing's great, but the music sounded like the recordings. And I people are going, well, yeah, that's how it sounded when it was on tour. But you got to think about it, that the way that they had manipulated the sound in a music studio, it's got to be really hard to take that and put it on stage. And especially when you got like there were like six or seven people in the band, and that's it. So it was really good. The whole thing was just really exciting. They started off, I believe it was Beat It, where they're all of a sudden they start off and everyone's stretching, and then they go, okay, let's go ahead and let's hit it from the top. And then da, 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 and it was just like my heart started racing, and it was my theater chops were salivating. It was just it I almost started to cry. It was exactly how I wanted this to start, and so it was a really good show. And then Friday, there's this group that goes around to different it's a traveling comedy team, basically. And what happens is they go from big city to big city to big city, middle city, but they and what it is say they like ours had four comedians, and then at intermission everyone in the theater gets to go out and get high in the parking lot, and then everyone comes back in, and then they tell more jokes high. And so we've seen it a couple times, and it's like 2 blocks away at the theater, so it's basically, you don't even have to drive there. And it's cheap, and it's a fun night. And actually the opening, the first half was good enough. I was telling Sean, I go, because he had to work the next day, I said, if you want to leave now, we can go ahead and leave, because I'm perfectly happy with the first half because they were really good. Everybody was really funny. And he's like, no, I want to stay to see them get high. Okay. But and then it's mostly them not being able to tell a joke right. And it's the humor is in the falling down drunk guy. So those are the two things I did this week, and that was fun. And then I got a colonoscopy on Thursday, so that'll be fun. I start my prep at 6 p.m. the night before.
Scary. Well, good luck with that. I know that you don't mind them. All right. Well, those were lovely tales.
Well, no,
Listen to some fun stuff.
having a group of people monitoring my ass while I'm passed out is nothing new, so.
That's a Tuesday. Okay. Well, let's see. Well, it'll be a Thursday this year. So mom has not been feeling super well for like the last week, but
Whoa,
she's
whoa, whoa,
doing
whoa,
she's
whoa, whoa. How
just
so?
she just hasn't been. That's but
Okay.
she's doing much better now. But it has basically taken like most of my I've just been like a walking anxiety machine for the last 5 or 6 days, but things are doing. I'm feeling much better now. Anyway, another thing is my computer has just driven me to the point where I had to say enough is enough, and I had to go ahead and just buckle down and get a new one. It is currently sitting on the couch. I will be trying to start the integration process this week. So by next week, we'll be able to record on a computer that I don't have to worry is going to just shut down in the middle of recording, or all the other weird little crazy shit that it has decided to do. So I was able to get a payment plan on it. So it will be an additional about $70 a month, but I think it will be worth it to have a functioning computer that does all the things that I need to do. So there's that. So if you want to become a Patreon supporter, all you have to do, but other than that, those two things have been the primary, like, my week. Other than that, I haven't been watching a lot of stuff, but I did start watching after we talked about, like, Naked and Afraid last week. It popped up in my Amazon feed for some reason. Nobody's listening, of course, right? So anyway, but I just whatever, it just rolled over. You know how Prime, it'll stop something that you're watching, it'll just roll over to something else. It just rolled right over to Naked and Afraid, nice season 18. And I said, eh, okay. The only thing that I don't like is that they have to show these close-ups of these snakes all the time. And I'm like, no, I know. But so it's been interesting. I've never actually watched a full episode of it before, so watching it, I don't understand the need or desire to go out and do these things, but okay. And as far as the naked part, there's nothing all that interesting about that either. So it's just kind of like watching two people sit and suffer for 21 days.
But aren't they all blurred out?
Certain shots of it are, well,
Right.
I mean, the front bits, but the back bits, depending on the angle, they'll blur it, but a lot of times you'll just see ass.
Oh, I saw an interesting documentary. I think it was a documentary. I don't know. I don't know anything. Is it real anymore or is it just a lie?
who
But they
knows?
were talking about how the python in Florida has been taken for the first time in its history since it's been there. It's taken a decline, and because the thing is, the python has no predators. Well, you know how they say, Earth or Mother Nature will take care of things. Well, now it has at least a couple predators, and like the bobcat that's down there, they were using trail cams to see things because it's hard to see in the Everglades, and so they saw that this cat came in and destroyed a nest, destroyed all the eggs. Went in there and just stomped them, and then waited for the mother to come back and then bit off its head. And it's like, what? How? That thing is like, we're talking a 30-foot python and a 30-pound, meerkat type thing. Not a meerkat, but one of these
Bobcat type
cats
things.
that the bobcats that they had there, and then they go, and then we've also they said they've also seen where the river otters are ganging up on smaller pythons and killing them, and just to well because basically the raccoon, the possum, the bobcat. The seals and certain other otters and stuff have been like their population is down to has dropped 90%, 98%, 99% because of the pythons. So they're actually going out there and taking their revenge on the python. I thought that was so fascinating. And it was a lot of snakes, and I wasn't bothered by it because this is, oh, they're the victims now. Fuck you, you know.
Well, and that's the thing too that I was watching, because speaking of, I watched an episode I think last night that took place in the Everglades during a drought, which was really weird. But yeah, I mean, I don't like any of the snake stuff and just keep them as far away from me
Oh,
as
yeah.
possible. But when they're just the last night, there was this chick that was. She wasn't afraid of anything. She actually was like somebody that studied crocodiles. Like that was her living, what she did. She was an or some sort of apologist. Anyway, but she got out there. She was chasing snakes, and she was like diving toward them to like snatch them and then chop their head off and stuff. And I mean, I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And then she would like finally get one, she'd grab a hold of it and she'd be like, thank you for your life, and then chop its head off. And I was, oh my God. But she was badass.
Well, that's the thing about the like the pythons is that they don't bite.
Yeah, but these weren't pythons, these were like nest vipers or something,
Oh, see,
some
I'm
other
sorry.
stuff. These were poisonous.
If it's got teeth, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I found it hard to go to the bathroom after watching something when I was a kid about how snakes can get into the sewer systems and come up through your toilet.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
My dad watched a movie apparently where one came up through the bathtub, like, you know, and there was like a hole in where, you know, there's a thing that you put up and down that stops the drain or something like
Well,
that.
no,
And that wasn't
remember the
there.
overflow, the
Yeah,
overflow.
yeah. So
Yeah.
he would put like you remember the old jojoba? Was that it? Like they had bottle tops to the shampoo, and he would stick it in the drain so that
Okay.
nothing could come up and while he was in the bath. So I don't blame him myself, you know. Yeah, icky, ooh, ugh. But yeah, she was kicking ass. But her partner was like this guy that was super tall and super thin, and I was like, oh, unless you're gonna like, you know, be bringing down buffalo cooked meat or something every night, you're going home soon because you don't have an ounce of fat on your body.
Maybe he was Slender Man.
Right.
Okay.
So anyway, it's been interesting. I mean, if it's there and I don't have anything else to watch, I'll watch it, but I'm not like loving it per se. But I do think that some of those people that do that, like that one woman, she kicked ass. I mean, she was really cool. But anyway, I've been slowly getting through Superstore season 5. I was obsessed with this show enough that I got through one through four fairly quickly. But in season 5, they have changed. I don't know whether they've changed writers or what they've done, but it's all now, how stupid can we make Amy and the two main characters, Amy and whatever his name is, how stupid can we make them? How messed up can we make their lives? And I hate that. It's like all the fun of the show is gone, and it's just like, how stupid can we make these people? So, whatever. And then the Ultimate Baking Championship. Finally, Alberto went home. He should have gone home pretty much every other week from the beginning. But they finally, he finally bottomed out. They took him home or sent him home. And again, I'm not married to this show, but it's there. And they do make some good, interesting desserts. So.
Well, you know, what's happening to me is, well, it hasn't really happened, but since I'm not on cable anymore, because what I would do is, you know, midday, like after lunch, I would just be on MSNBC until nighttime. I mean, it was on. I might not be like watching it, but it was on. And now that I don't have MSNBC or MS Now, I guess is what it's called. I'm looking for something to be the noise in the background. So I get the garbage you've been watching. I understand.
And that's pretty much what it is. It just, I'm, yeah, need that something there. Okay, so I did finish out season one of. Yes.
Nothing.
Okay. So I did finish out the season of Winter King, or The Winter King from the UK version.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
It's basically King Arthur, but without so much of the magic stuff in it. And they're basically pitting the crazy Christians against the pagan, the Jewish, Druid, blah blah. And I don't know. I mean, it was fine. 10 episodes, I got through it, but they tried to be very, very into the intrigue, and it would just kind of fell flat. And then, so I did catch up on The Boys season 5, and I'm really enjoying it. And
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love the fact that they bring in all these crazy Gen X pop culture references. Like, I forget what it was last night, but it was like some guy was talking about how he watched some old show. Oh, more, he was talking about how Mork and Mindy, and he went to Orc and got married by Orson, and like just some totally random ass old TV references. And then what's her name, the Keiko, with the porn references that she's been doing, and then like all the crazy stuff that they say to each other, like the
You mean
filth that comes out of their mouths. And
you
I
cum
just
guzzling phallic phallus moron? You know, it's
just like the craziest shit. And
well,
I'm
no, but it's so
it's
gay.
funny.
It's so
Yes, and
gay.
that's the other thing. This is one of the most homoerotic shit.
Well,
And
it's and it's I'll tell you, it's deliberate. Seth Rogen's the producer. This is deliberate.
I like it. I have to
Well, I
say
do
that
too,
I like it
because,
because it's crazy.
well, and it kind of feels like it's geared towards us.
Yeah.
So I mean, when I'm watching an episode, I'm wondering how much the general public that watches this doesn't get it. Because I'm laughing at everything.
Yeah,
And I'm
they're
thinking,
watching the gore and getting people beat up, and we're getting all the weird little juicy detail stuff of it.
yeah, it's just this has a feel of 70s and a lot of references to that time period. It sounds like somebody like me is writing this, or at least from my perspective. So which is great. I mean, it's great, but I'm just wondering if the Gen Zers are having as much fun.
I think they're enjoying the gore and the craziness of it. I mean, but I don't know. But
Yeah.
what do you think about what's his name, like beating the crap out of his son to.
Well, they've got it. He's got to be the. I mean, we know that he has to die at the end of the season because it's the end of the series. So we know he's got to die, and he's got to be. I've always found that you can't make anybody too evil. You can keep going on, but you've got to keep reminding them how evil this person is. They don't get to a point where everyone goes, well, I mean, outside of Hitler, everybody's got a redeeming quality, right? The bad guys. And in this, you've got to make sure he has no redeeming quality.
And the stuff about like he stands up from a bath of mother's milk that he stole from a NICU unit, which is the prenatal, for anyone that doesn't know, is like the prenatal like baby place in the hospital, and then stands up naked in front of his father and is all like like I'm going, this scene is just so bizarre.
Oh,
Interesting.
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's very interesting. And then we have I watched a movie called Epic, which is 2001, or Epoch, depending how you want to pronounce it. It is 2001, Ryan O'Neal, and he's a scientist, a weapons specialist, David Keith, investigate a mysterious structure that hovers over in the Himalayas. Do you remember watching this at all?
I do not.
Okay. So actually it was one of those movies that you're like, you know, this is kind of interesting, and yet it's kind of like what was the Jodie Foster one?
Contact.
Where at the you're like, this is really interesting. Where's it going? And then it ended, and you're like, what the fuck? What was that?
Oh,
And
I
that's
like
how I
that
felt
ending.
about this.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I also watched Matinee Minutia. So we did Starflight 1, The Plane That Couldn't Land, 1983, a TV movie, and it's a futuristic drama where a maiden voyage of a hypersonic passenger jet becomes a disaster when something goes terribly wrong and gets stuck in orbit in space where it wasn't supposed to go. And so it's Lee Majors and Hal Linden. Lee Majors looking really good, and the rest of it being completely crazy and quirky. And you can hear much more about it if you listen to the new Matinee Minutia, which should be out in about a week or so. Anyway, and then the only other thing that I watched that I wanted to
Wait,
bring
who
up.
decided on that movie?
Oh, that was DJ. That was a DJ movie. He loves to
Jesus.
find these obscure things that make me go, what the hell?
Because I think the one thing I like about the idea of Matinee Minutia is that it is movies that people have heard of, number one. So it's like going back and looking at Groundhog's Day, you know. And like taking a different eye when you look at it. What was I just watching? I was there's a new show, Clint Kelly, who used to be on
I love him.
okay, so you know, choose the dress thing. He's got a new thing out now where it's him and his friend go back and they look at a movie, an old movie, and discuss the fashion of the movie,
Oh,
not the
interesting.
storyline. But that first one they did was Poltergeist. And so they go, okay, is the daughter, is she in like a Catholic school? Is that why she's wearing the tartan plaid skirt with the white shirt, but it's oversized skirt. It's not one that a young girl would be wearing. Why is she wearing that skirt? It's horrible. It should be, you know, to the knee, but not halfway down. And they were going on, they were talking about like, okay, when Jo Beth Williams got up this morning, her daughter had been missing inside a television set or a closet for the last 12 hours. So she gets up, does her makeup and curls her hair, you know, and it's like, oh my God, stop it. I don't want to look at movies this way. And then last night we were watching the doctor, sorry, Sheriff County. And there's this young girl, and she's been beaten up by her boyfriend, and she's afraid to leave him, and the sheriff's trying to help her, and she's wearing these really cute earrings. They're gold, and they're just ones that hang down. It's like a chain that hangs down like 3 inches. And I'm like, she just got beaten up by her boyfriend, and her jewelry is exquisite, you know. And she's like a poor girl Something's wrong with those earrings. The earrings
Yeah.
are throwing me off, man. And thank you, Clinton Kelly, for that. You know,
Yeah.
but now I'm gonna now I'm, I've got a feeling I'm gonna be watching things a little bit differently. And
Right.
I hate when people open up my eyes that way. But
Yeah.
that's what I think matinee minutia is. It's going back and looking at it, you know, 20, 30 years later, going, oh, yeah, I didn't see that before. Because
Yeah.
you know the story now. Now you're looking at how it was built up, how, you know, how storylines are transitions into other storylines. Those are the things that I hate being conscious of. And I know that would have been good as a critic to do that, but I still like movies enough that I don't want to spoil it for me. I don't care about you guys half as much as I care of spoiling it for me. And I think I'm getting bad that way.
Yeah, we with this one, we had fun how they spent the plane ended up being in outer, like getting into the outer space of things, and how they canceled it. They made this other rocket not go up, and it was going up. And I'm like, because you know, space is you're gonna run into each other because space isn't that big. And then it was how they sent the spaceship Columbia, whatever it was that they had back then, the space shuttle. They ended up sending it up to them to give them gas, and then came back down, and then sent them up 20 minutes later with for and it just and then they sent them up like three or four times, one time with a big tank in tow, and I'm just like, it doesn't work that way. What the fuck? Anyway, crazy little ship. But I'll tell you, I did see a really good movie, and I saved that for last. And it was, you know, I've been watching the Terminator movies. The last one that I'm going to watch is the Terminator Dark Fate, and that's with Linda Hamilton. And that was the 2018, I think. 2018. It was really good. I was really surprised. I was expecting, okay, I'm going to watch this schlocky movie and get through it so I can say that I finished out the Terminator films and whatever. This one was really good. The action was good. The casting was good. It had a more diverse cast in it. I was just really impressed. I was like, wow, okay, way to finish it out. Please stop. Please stop. And you, please stop. So that was that. So if you are a Terminator movie fan at all and you haven't watched that one, go watch it. It's worth it. Linda Hamilton did a great job. All
Linda
right.
Hamilton's almost always really good.
Yeah. Okay. Love it or hate it. Survivor.
Well, I'm on episode season 50, so I guess I'm still loving it.
Yeah, I know a couple of our friends who really love it.
Well, it's just, you know, they as whenever they change it, they don't change it too much that I feel like I'm not, it's not mine anymore.
Right.
I still feel a real kinship to it. And yeah, I'm still liking it a lot, actually.
Good. Yeah, I don't go out of my way to watch it, but when I decide to watch a season, I'll watch it and enjoy it. So, all right. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, can you name three things that used to be affordable but are no longer worth the money?
Well, beef.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I did get right now Safeway has a sale, $3.99 a pound for ground beef, which sadly is a steal these days. But you have to buy 6 pounds or more. So, but it's like, okay, I'll do that. You know, or I'll get chicken when it's $1.99 a pound. You know, but I'm not just I see because I remember I remember where it's like, hey, go pick up some steaks. And you'd pick up steaks. It wasn't like, oh my God, they were too expensive. I can't even think about that. You'd pick up steaks because everything was affordable. And now it's like steaks are, $16 a pound. No, I'm not paying that. I can go to I can go to a restaurant and pay that and get served and it's cooked. So beef. Oh, entertainment. And I'm talking sports. Outrageous. It is outrageous what it costs to go see a baseball game, a basketball, football. It's just ridiculous. And but then it goes over to things like plays and musicals and concerts. Concerts where to get good seats at a concert cost you into the thousands of dollars. Otherwise, you can sit in the nosebleeds for 200. What? A friend of mine from high school, well, he's still a friend of mine, but from, I met him in high school. He used to go and do concerts constantly. And it was, he would go San Francisco, San Jose, anything in this region. And he was showing that he went to a Led Zeppelin concert, and I don't know what year it was, but he paid $8.50. $8.50.
I have a friend that is kind of similar to that. I won't say who it is, but he shall remain Nephi. But
But it's just, I mean, and then you can hit movies too now that they're in the, we're paying, $13, $14, $15 to go see a movie that oddly enough, when we just had regular seats, we were paying $8 for.
Not to mention that we could get the DVD for $10, you know.
Right. Our we can down we can rent it online for $5.99.
Well, for me, I'm gonna say vinyl records used to be affordable, and now they're collector $30 a pop type
Well, they're
things.
also not readily available. I
Yeah,
don't think
but
that's a good one.
well, it is for me. Concerts was on my list, and the other was cinnamon rolls. And okay, so this is actually a bigger thing, but they used to have at Winco, they have the Winco brand cheapy little cinnamon rolls where you get five at a can. there's those exploding cans that you cook in
Oh,
the
so these
oven.
are make your own.
Yeah,
Okay.
and they used to be like 250, I think. And my mom loves them, so I would always get a couple of them, and we'd have for breakfast like twice a month or whatever. Well, now they're like $5 just for one can. They've doubled in price, and I just cannot bring myself to buy them. And with biscuits being still, they've gone from like $1.25 to like $1.75, but I'll get a couple can of the biscuits. Cover them in butter and brown sugar and just cook them that way, and they're fine. But I just the Winco brands and stuff like that are all going up too, and it's because everything's going up. It's not just Winco,
Right.
but there, when you're like, oh, I can get this because this is affordable, and then you're like, I ain't paying that for affordable stuff anymore.
Well, it's just when you can't buy stuff that used to make you happy, that kind of stuff, 'cause it's like, you go, well, if I buy flour and sugar, I should buy it at Christmas time 'cause it's always a deep discount during the holidays 'cause they sell so much of it. So if I'm getting it in April, then okay, that's my fault. Yeah, I'm paying, the regular price or more than I would if I had bought it earlier. And those things I'm okay with, but when like I use a lot of chips, chocolate chips, butterscotch chips, peanut
Oh.
butter chips in my baking. And those things I used to be able to get, on sale under $2 a bag.
Yeah.
And now I can't get them on sale under $4 a bag. And
Right.
that's ridiculous. And I have noticed that they have dropped it. Used to be 16 ounces, now it's 12.
Yeah.
And the price is more.
Well, that's what they did with my mom likes Heath crumbles, the little toffee bits, but not with the chocolate on it, just the little bits itself. It's called brickle or something like that, toffee brickle. And we used to get it, be able to get it for 250 a bag, for like a 16 ounce, I think it was something like that. And that was what she put on her ice cream. That was her favorite thing. She absolutely loved it. And during the holiday season, it went up to $10 a bag, and they dropped the ounces, I believe, as well. But yeah, it went up to $10 a bag. Now it's down to just under $5 a bag.
And
So
it's just, and something that, and see, this is where the industry gets it wrong, because they think that we'll just pay it. But what's happening is, when something that we used to get all the time, like the cinnamon rolls, you used to get them all the time. Now there's special occasions. And so special occasions aren't twice a month. Special occasions sometimes aren't twice a year. So when they go, well, no one's buying them anymore, I wonder why. Well, you don't have to wonder why. We can tell you why. And so, yeah, that's, I think, is with food, it's very valid right now. It's really, I mean, anybody, for most people, like Sean, does not go through and shop. Like, oh, what does this cost? What does that cost? He just grabs. And I'm on the ads every Tuesday. I've got every, on my phone, I've got my digital coupons all set. I'm ready to go on Wednesday, because I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to pay. 2 weeks ago, the same hamburger that I paid $3.99 for was $8.99 a pound. Nothing different. Well, except $5 a pound.
All right. Let's
Okay.
see. Timothy, hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know if someone says, "This is who I am, I'm not changing," is that healthy boundary or setting or a red flag?
Well, it's subjective. I mean, okay, like if I go, look, I'm not going to swim. It's who I am. Don't try to change me. Okay, that's fine. But if it's, okay, look, if I get bad service, I'm yelling at everybody at the restaurant. That's a red flag. So it depends on what the problem is. If it's somebody who is, if it's something minor, or it's something that's very personal, I get that, and that's fine. But if it's like, I don't know, when I walk through a park, if I see a dog, I pick up a rock and throw it at him. Okay, you've got a problem, bitch.
No, that's not a problem. That's
We're leading on to a whole different area.
a get the fuck out of my life thing
Right,
right there.
that's a red flag, and hitting you with it.
That's the same for me. If there's somebody that's all like, "Hey, I don't shower and don't try to change me," okay, maybe we're not spending so much time together.
Well, during the hotter months.
Well, that anytime for me, wash your ass. Anyway, all right. Hey, Chubbs, this year, influencers, some rich ones, went online begging companies to sponsor them for tickets, lodging, private parties, etc. for Coachella. They said they'd create content promoting the company's products no matter what it is. Would you promote something you didn't believe in if the money or opportunity was good enough? Well, we ain't rich. Well, I'm not. So, I doubt that they would. I see, that's what pisses me off too, is that rich people get all this shit for free and the
Well,
rest of
he's not
us
saying, he says
don't.
they could be wealthy influencers, but they might not be.
No, he
But
says this year some. Oh, well, he does say sometimes. Okay, so yeah, okay, I'll give you
yeah,
that.
no, what he's saying is that let's say, for instance, podcasts are going to major companies and saying, like podcast, like a gay podcast will go to like the company that makes PrEP or the company who makes condoms or lube and say, hey, you sponsor us a big party while we're in Coachella and put us up, and we'll be doing shows about you guys forever and how much we love your product. Well, that's fine if you really love the product. I kind of don't have a problem with that. But if you are like, I had it, and you're trying to grift money for a show that you're going, some event you're going to, you want somebody else to pay for it, and it's the people that you are talking against, then that's a problem. So, I think it depends. I mean, if I was doing a entertainment show and some beer company wanted to sponsor me, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, I think that's the thing for me, is that for the most part I'm fine with it, although rich people can afford to take their own asses there. So, but I'm fine with it as long as it's not something that is, I think, detrimental to society.
Well, more there
Like it, you know, I
it can't
mean,
question their moral.
if a right wing something or other or a church or something came up and was all like, hey, we want to sponsor you to go. It's like, no, that's not right for me. I can't. I would love to take their money. Trust me, I'd love to take their money.
Yeah, but if
But
they don't match up with your moral compass,
I can't do
then
that.
I'll
That's
call
just
you
not
on
my
it.
person. That's just not me. I would
Yeah.
have to be in dire straits to bend to something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. I remember Roots.
I remember it was on.
I remember it was on the first time and I didn't understand it. I went back years and years and years later and watched it again and thought it was absolutely brilliant.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had nothing against the show, but what
Yeah.
happened was that was in the time period from
Right.
when I was in high school and college that I missed television completely. So I knew it was on and I knew that it was important and I knew everybody was making way too big of a deal about it, but that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's but to me it wasn't, I wasn't, well, I don't know that I've ever actually watched it.
You might, if you ever just find it and feel like it really is a good
Oh, I don't doubt that.
miniseries,
I
yeah.
don't doubt that at all.
So, but it is hard to watch when you care about people.
Well, it's like 12 Years a Slave
Oh,
when it was
yeah.
just, it's like, okay, I get it. I get it. I don't want to see anybody else get whipped, and bleed and blister up and they can't
Or
move. Then it's
drowned.
okay, give me some. And that's why I love Django Unchained so much. And I always say this, if you can't make this resolve into something really good, I don't want to hear the story. I think that's why, and I hate saying this, I think that's why it's so hard to watch the gas chamber shit, because you want, where's the big escape where they killed the Nazis, and it's like, it's just, well, there isn't a happy ending. Oh,
Oh,
okay, great.
yeah.
And I like a happy ending. So that's that it's hard to watch when you know they are doomed.
Yeah, no, I do get that. Sometimes we just need to be reminded. But I'll tell you, if you really want a happy ending, you open up what Michael Sage has been eating and what's in his lunchbox. Starting with panko fried rockfish and a lemon caper sauce. Side of melange vegetables. Side salad with spicy 1000 dressing. 1000, oh, Thousand Island dressing. I think it changed it. Like 1000 Island, what is that? So yeah, Thousand Island dressing.
Looks
So that
good.
is what is in that those photos. There should be two.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, there's oh okay, there's a second one
It was
with that
interesting because
1000.
I was looking at the dressing going, that doesn't what kind of gravy is that? Is it gravy? And then it's like $1,000. Of course it is. Okay.
Well, next up is Mr. Moose, and he wanted some comfort food. And to me, nothing says comfort food better than mac and cheese. This is homemade Italian bronze cut pasta, sharp cheddar cheese, real butter, and heavy cream. Hit the spot. Yeah, he likes heavy cream. All right. Okay. So,
See,
no,
right
that's
to the
not
toilet.
sexual. That's the heavy part. The Chubb's Gone Wild heavy
Yeah,
part. Yeah.
true.
So, too hot for a heavy meal. This is turkey BLT with Swiss cheese and bacon jam. Bacon jam, just, I don't know. I don't know. I'm willing to try it.
Bacon jam, it's good. It's
Yeah.
sweet. So it's kind of like brown sugar and bacon and the bacon fat, and
The maple
it's
kind?
no.
Oh. All right. Baked chocolate chip cookies already wrapped in plastic to stay fresh. Also, baked peanut butter cookies. Oh my gosh, all these cookies. Well, here's one that you're gonna like.
And how big are they?
I don't
Don't those
know,
look
but
really
those look
big?
wonderful.
Yeah. Of course,
I
peanut butter
want.
cookies can be bigger. I don't like when chocolate chip cookies are really big because they tend to flop. They fall apart.
I don't mind, but
Okay.
it can flop
Okay,
in my
this.
mouth. All right. Hey, I had a noodle dish today. Penang chow Kyoto. Okay. That's the best that's gonna happen. Okay, don't know how to pronounce that, but it was good. Wide rice noodles, bean sprouts, beef, and black soy chili paste. It was like eating a bag of a salty snack. Hot, a bit salty. Left me wanting more. That really looks
It
good.
looks good. I just hate you.
Aww.
Ooh,
Looks
hot
wonderful.
chocolate chips. Ooh, already packed in bags. Oh,
So
to keep them
gooey.
fresh.
All right, you can see all these wonderful photos of what Michael and Moose have been eating over on our Facebook page at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. Just look for the What's in Your Lunchbox post. Also, email us anything for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Find my other projects and books at justkisstheguy.com. And
And if you're watching us on YouTube, you can see what a
you can
weird
see
hair
what
day I'm
Tom's been doing to
having.
his hair for the
I
whole
know it's
show.
weird. I don't know what to do. Anyway, and if you are watching us on YouTube, like us, subscribe, and let us know you're, in the comments that it's you and
Right.
where you're watching us from, and say hi.
Yeah, because we are determined to get that 1 million viewer plaque soon, or at least 100,000. Do they give a plaque? I think maybe they give a box of
I
matches
think
or
they just kind
something.
of shake their head in disgust.
Yeah, but we're well on our way. All right. Thank you. We love you, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a, for fuck's sake.
production.